Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time to play out loud. It's the Tom Wade Show.
Edition of the Tony Lane Show. It is the truly fabulous Tony Lane along with Maris as we welcome you to episode 360 of the Tony Lane Show. And of course, we want to remind you, as always, to log on to TonyLaneShow.com. That's the destination to hear all of the programs archived, new ones, old ones. You can listen to it all. All 360 episodes, though, the specials, the not-so-specials, everything. All right there. TonyLaneShow.com. Also, blogtalkradio.com/TonyLaneShow. That's the destination to hear the show live. And, as always, subscribe to the show on iTunes and on Google Play. It's the easiest thing to do. Once you do that, then the show, like magic, will download to the device of your choice. Easy peasy. It is. It's a great thing. Totally free of charge. I tell you. You know, who knows? Maybe it shouldn't be free of charge. Who knows? I mean, well. So, here we are. A week after Super Bowl 52. And guess what? Not like we're breaking news or anything, but the Eagles actually won the damn Super Bowl. I mean, who would have thought, right? I mean, it was crazy. I mean, but I must say, and as much as I've been a detractor of them over the years, and I actually took joy in tweeting all kinds of shit about them, and it was the long-running joke. That this was the only NFC East team that had never won a Super Bowl, and you know, we even discussed how out of the four major sports, how championship deprived Philadelphia has been when you consider, you know, that this is one of the major markets in the country. Mm. It's the top five market. When you put it up against other big cities comparable to Philadelphia in terms of the four major sports, they're greatly lacking when it comes to championships. So it was actually long overdue, and it was a good thing. That they did win the championship. So I am happy for them, and congratulations there on their big win. You know, great thing for the area, you know, I think. I mean, considering that the Lincoln Financial Field is, you know, it's about 25 minutes, half hour away from the Palacio Tony Lane Show studios. I mean, it's right in our backyard.
Yes, it is.
So it's good to have a local champion.
I just feel bad for the city of Philadelphia. They had live streams of the people going after the game and stuff like that, and it was just hell.
Well, they did say after the championship parade this past week that only two people got stabbed.
Oh, only two?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was it. No fatalities, just two people got stabbed, and that was it.
Excuse me. That is the problem.
You broke up there at the end, so you didn't quite get what you said. I mean, what do you expect from a hostile city like that? So, we are you're still very distorted. So, the Eagles, your Super Bowl champions, it only took 52 years for them to win the title. I mean, hey, here's to it not taking another 52 years. I mean, it was a long-ass time coming. Long-ass time coming. I mean, there were, like, people who were, like, young when they last saw the Eagles win a championship of any sort back in 1960. They're, like, old as hell now before they finally won a championship. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? And none of us were even born. And throughout our whole lives till now, you know, we're well into adulthood before they finally won a championship. So it's kind of like, oh, my God, how long is it going to take? Are we going to be, like, senior citizens the next time they win a championship? But I digress. It's still a great thing for this area.
Sure.
And like we said, only two people stabbed. So.
That's it.
No, yeah, indeed. So, also, the big surprise came is Ring of Honor on Friday. They did a free show that was streamed live on the Fight TV app and streamed live on Facebook and on ringofhonorwrestling.com. And we had the surprise appearance of my girl, Tennille. And she is the 16th competitor that will be a part of that Women of Honor tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad to hear that. Still sounds like I really hear you.
Okay.
Now I can't hear you.
Oh.
It is, and if you recall, back when they first announced the Women of Honor tournament, you can listen to the episode. It was a couple of episodes ago, actually, when I made the announcement on this show that they had made the announcement on their pay-per-view that they would be crowning the first Women of Honor champion. The first thing I said is that my girl Tennille could end up being in the tournament. And I said this without knowing whether or not she was going to be in the tournament or not. But now, I'm happy to announce she is officially the 16th member of that tournament.
Good.
So we shall see where that goes. I mean, this is actually a pretty good time for women's wrestling all the way around, even when it goes to the independent scenes and the different organizations outside of WWE, because it's more opportunities now for the girls. I mean, Tennille's return was a couple of weeks ago, and her and Angelina Love were actually the main event of the show. And you wouldn't have seen that a while ago.
No.
So that was cool. So, definitely a good time for women's wrestling. A lot of it could have to do with the crossover success of Ronda Rousey and MMA, who, of course, is now a signed WWE performer. even though, much to the chagrin of a lot of the girls who have been in the WWE locker room for quite some time, she certainly hasn't been getting the warm reception from some on social media, namely from women like Sasha Banks and Nia Jax and the Bella Twins.
Quite a few people. That subject lit up after that happened. And, you know,
you said you do agree with them?
Yeah.
But now, don't you think that her being in a position like this is actually bringing more eyes to the product, and it's going to give you more of that mainstream look? And if you recall way back when the first WrestleMania happened, you know, a lot of the boys had to share the ring with Liberace and all these mainstream celebrities, and I'm sure they were probably pissed about it at the time, but now, in retrospect, it got so many eyes on the product that they're probably glad that it happened.
I think they should have introduced her at WrestleMania.
But I think she's going to have a match at WrestleMania. It was. I mean, maybe it was ill-timed, perhaps. Maybe the next night on Monday Night Raw.
That would have been perfect.
But what they did manage to do was make all of the mainstream news outlets that morning, Super Bowl week, the top story was Ronda Rousey and the WWE, wasn't the upcoming Super Bowl.
That's true. That is true.
So, I mean, it was timed well from a media standpoint, a public relations standpoint, but I understand the girls probably getting a little heated there, but if it gets more eyes on the product, you gotta do what you gotta do.
But I think it still would have had just as big of a pop had they done it on the
True. They could have certainly planned it out a little better and done it later on in the day, and you would have gotten more eyes on it if they did it on Monday Night Raw, because especially that was the week coming off of that really high-rated Raw 25 episode, and the ratings were still kind of spiked.
That would have helped people. They'd be like, oh, my God, that was crazy. So, oh,
right, because the ratings came back down to earth this past week. Back down. I mean, after that huge Raw 25 where they had 5 million viewers, you had under 3 this week. I think it was like 2.9 or something.
Yeah. That's what happened.
They
need to plan just a little bit. Time and time.
Yeah, but I mean, regardless of which side of the argument that you're on, and there are valid points on both sides,
mm-hmm.
but it does definitely bring more eyes, mainstream notoriety, and a lot of things that she brings to the table. And it does have that ripple effect. I mean, would we even be talking about a so-called women's revolution or women's evolution if it was not a Ronda Rousey? Would we? I mean, who knows? I mean, she's the first female athlete to really prove that a woman in a male-dominated combat sport could headline a pay-per-view and it do well.
True.
I mean, she had over a million selling pay-per-views multiple times with her at the top of the card of a male-dominated show. And you had never had any other female in a combat sport do that.
Right.
And, you know, you got to give the devil her due. She really did break a lot of barriers there and really did show that a female can be marketed in that sense. It could have had a ripple effect in other businesses. I mean, we talked about for years we were kind of unsure how good Wonder Woman would do at the box office because of the fact that, you know, action movies with female leads typically didn't do well. And, you know, now in this post-Ronda Rousey era, Wonder Woman did fantastic. It's one of the highest grossing superhero movies of all time. So maybe it did have a overall positive effect in pop culture, whether you like Rousey or not. But a lot of women are reaping the benefits of that.
It's a wonderful thing.
It is. So I think that, you know, Sasha Banks needs to pipe down a bit. I mean, she's always got a big mouth, that one. I should make out what you said. She's a heel?
She's a good heel.
Oh, she's a good heel, yeah. Yeah, she is. Sasha is very mouthy, though. She is.
Yes, she is.
Extremely mouthy. I mean, she's going to tell you her opinion all the time. And, you know, I'm sure back at WrestleMania 14, some of those guys were upset that Mike Tyson was interjected into that whole main event picture, but you had a huge buy rate, one of the biggest buy rates of a WrestleMania of all time, with Austin Michaels and Tyson at the top of the marquee there. Your mic's bad again. I can barely understand. Not much. But they reap the benefits by having Mike Tyson as a part of that pay-per-view. And everybody makes more money. That's what a lot of these women may not realize. I mean, everybody makes more money if there's more eyes on the product. It just does better overall. And the ripple effects, you're going to see it because you're going to make more money because you're bigger houses, you know, higher ratings, everything. It's a trickle-down effect. Everybody makes money.
Better?
Yes, much better.
Woo.
Oh, yeah, now we can actually really hear you. You sound very
full. Okay.
Before, you sounded very AM radio-ish. Now it just went back down again.
Really?
Yeah. But we are seeing a number of things happening throughout the wrestling world. Now, I went and checked out CZW this weekend as well. And CZW, they just had their 19th anniversary show this past week. And it's hard to believe that CZW's been around for 19 years. I mean, who would have thought? Like, this was a group that started off pretty much as a ripoff of ECW. And we saw a lot of clone ECW promotions pop up around that time, like XPW. CZW was another one. You had a lot of those backyard wrestling promotions. Everybody trying to be more extreme and more violent than the next. But what I think they realized is that that niche audience does not necessarily work when it comes to dealing with the masses. Like, you can't really market that ultra-violent sort of product like that. And, if you did see CZW 19, you'll notice there's no blood at all. And it's been a few years since I've last seen a CZW show. And when you consider this was a promotion that kind of built their reputation on being super ultra violent, and there was always a lot of blood and a lot of violence. And there was, it wasn't lacking in the violent department, but there wasn't any blood, you know, other than maybe a cut from one of the spots where they had a dog an extreme dog collar match where there were like thumbtacks in a ring, and it looked like one of the tacks stuck in Greg Excellent's back and was kind of bleeding. So, but nothing major. You didn't have anybody blading or any big, you know, busted open heads or anything like that. So it was a little bit of a little bit of let's see. Okay, hold on just a second. All right, I think we got you. Do we?
Got me?
Yes.
All right.
But now I was seeing how CZW had their 19th anniversary show, and it was pretty good. But certainly wasn't as violent as what they had did. But what shocked me is that 19 years from CZW, which was, you know, really, as I said, like an ECW clone, and it lasted way longer than the original ECW ever did. The original ECW lasted, what, 8-9 years? They didn't even hit 10 years.
Yeah, they blew up too quickly, you know. Making the money, and those financial facts that have reportedly looked into this.
Exactly, but I'm glad that CZW is still around. And pretty good show. Congratulations to them on their 19th anniversary show. Now, they did their own version of a Royal Rumble at the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so funny because when it came down to the last 6 people in the ring, I kind of called what was going to happen at the end. And I said to this girl that was sitting next to me, I told her, watch. Such and such was going to be the last person, and then this person was going to eliminate him. And sure enough, exactly what I said is exactly what happened, because I saw exactly what was happening. And I tell you, after 30 years of this shit, I could kind of read through everything.
We have experienced
It really does, you know, especially, you know, when you really understand the business and you're watching it, you really see a lot of things. You know what I mean? And not that I've ever been in the ring before, because I haven't. But, you know, I am a smarky fan, I guess.
Well, you're observant.
You're
also what's going on.
Right, and I understand what makes a sense in terms of storytelling.
But you also, after all these years, you've heard stories and you have an idea of the past too. So, you know, you're fairly well experienced.
Absolutely. That's a good way to put it. Well experienced. Or just the old guy in the audience now. Who knows? So, and I actually am watching Ring of Honor now. The gorgeous Mandy Leon is in the ring. So they're actually playing the Women of Honor matches on their TV show, which I thought they would do now that they're going to have a champion, that they would start putting the women's matches on TV. Because, as I said before, they were only putting the women's matches on YouTube. And now they're actually integrating them into the TV show. So that's good.
Yeah. There's a market out there.
Definitely. Definitely.
I sound like Jim Cornette.
Got to get the tennis racket. So now on to some WWE stuff. Elimination Chamber is coming up in just a couple of weeks. Now there are two Elimination Chamber matches. Once again, the first ever female Elimination Chamber match will be taking place. And then of course the men's Elimination Chamber match. But I am concerned about the women's match in this case. Because it's one thing to be in a Royal Rumble, one thing even with the Hell in a Cell, which, you know, is more of a, you know, modified steel cage, really.
Yeah.
But that Elimination Chamber, that's some serious shit right there. I mean, there are a bunch of, like, big guys who come out of that damn match talking about how that cage, that cell, that structure, how it hurts like hell to fall on that steel and all that shit and hitting that plexiglass and all that stuff. So I'm wondering, is this a smart move for some of the women to be in a match like that? I mean, somebody can get really hurt in this damn chamber.
They can.
They should, but, I mean, falling on steel hurts regardless.
Well, yeah.
True. I mean, and they would have to, but I mean, that is a really dangerous match for the most skilled men. We've seen several guys come out hurt after being in that match.
Yeah.
Yes. People get hurt.
I'm sure there is, and there would have to be for this. I mean, you're putting two of the women are relatively new to the main roster. Of course, Sonya Deville and Mandy Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mandy Rose. Not Mandy Leon. Mandy Leon is the Ring of Honor girl, but Mandy Rose. And then, of course, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Mickie James, and the champion, Alexa Bliss, who I'm really concerned about. My little Alexa. But I don't know. I mean, that match is dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody, like, in the men's elimination chamber, Braun Strowman and his big ass is in it. He could even end up getting hurt.
They could.
It's, look, it's dangerous, period. This one's just a little more tips towards the fire. Really dangerous.
True. But this one really puts it up several notches. Yes. Definitely several notches in terms of the danger department. But hopefully it does come across without a hitch. But, you know, you do have some of the more reckless women in there like Sasha, who almost broke her damn neck against Asuka. Did you see that match?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, like I said, hopefully it'll go through without a hitch. I do not want anybody seriously hurt.
Oh, I don't either. I don't want to see that.
That's
anytime
it's a bad.
Right, and I don't want them to go out there and try and, you know, prove that they can put on a really good chamber match and somebody does something crazy and then gets seriously injured. You know what I mean? That's my concern. And I know that, you know, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are not very experienced, and putting them in this match could also be problematic.
Yes.
But, you know, we'll see.
We will. We definitely will.
Even though Mandy Rose, I think she's got a lot of potential because she's so hot. Just like Liv Morgan. Like I had said to you the other day, how Liv Morgan has so much of a chance of being a future champion just because she's, like, really hot.
Yes.
She really does. I mean, this week on SmackDown, you know, she had a really good match against Charlotte. Considering how also inexperienced she is, they really portrayed her in a very good light. I mean, she lost the match, but it was a very competitive match against the champion on live TV. And I was just like, you know what? Out of the three girls, she's the least experienced of the three. Of the Riott Squad. I mean, Ruby Riott has been on the indie scene for many years, very experienced. The other lumberjack girl, I forget her fucking name. She's just like the hillbilly girl. What the fuck is her name? She is, and she's going to be, she's going to fare the worst out of all of them.
She is.
Because she's the one that's the least attractive of them. So she's definitely not going to not going to do as well as her compadres. Sarah Logan, that's her name. But Sarah Logan, also very experienced. She has been on the indie scene for quite some time. She's been doing her thing. It's Crazy Mary Dobson. And, you know, they're very experienced. Whereas Liv Morgan was a Hooters girl, you know, and now she's wrestling. Yet Liv Morgan has a better chance of getting further along than these two super experienced partners in the Riott Squad. She has the best prospect of being a future champion, and that's the reality of it.
It is. It's sad.
right. But I mean, as much as they might try and act like it's not that way, it's not based off of looks, it's based off of skill and blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's basically, look at the way she looks. And see, and she's got two things going for her. A, she's really super cute. And I mean, we'll let her slide for the fact that she used to date Enzo. I mean, she's real young, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But the truth be told, she kind of, like, at least the wrestling gimmick that she plays is something that the that fanboy, you know, the one that's in his parents' basement and always on social media talking a bunch of shit about everything, that guy, that persona that she plays is something that he can relate to. It's like the girl that he sees at the mall that he has a crush on, but he's too afraid to ever talk to her, and you know, so he can have his little fantasy about her. Kind of like April, the way they used to love April Mendez, the artist formerly known as AJ Lee.
True. You know,
they had that whole little thing for her where, I mean, there was a lot of those guys that just used to idolize the ground she walked on. Like, she was the greatest thing. You know, great, she plays video games and she likes pizza and all this shit. You know, it sounds like you're talking about a Ninja Turtle, but you were talking about AJ Lee. But Liv Morgan has a very similar personality. So I think that's going to help her get over with that group really well. And then the fact that she's just very pretty. I would not be surprised if she is either the SmackDown or the Raw champion before the end of the year.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wouldn't be surprised. The end part, I missed it. Yeah, it is. We'll see exactly what happens there. Now, also, we know the Hall of Fame is coming up as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania season. The Hall of Fame is coming up, and already announced for the 2018 Hall of Fame class, Goldberg. He is the headliner, and the tag team they're putting in this year, the Dudley Boys.
Oh!
Dudley Boys, probably the first, I would say, modern era team that they put in. Pretty good though. I mean, you can't argue with it.
No.
One of the most decorated tag teams in the history of professional wrestling, and you're not going to hear me really argue, because as long as my boys are in, and you know, they went in last year, the Rock and Roll Express, I'm cool. You can put other people in. I'm not going to argue and cause a bunch of shit. Now, I did every year before the Rock and Roll Express were in, obviously.
Yes.
And we complain, like, how the fuck did the Bushwhackers get in before the Rock and Roll Express? Well, and it was just, you know. But now they're in, so it's kind of like, oh, yeah, you want to put them in? Oh, fine. It's all good. Yeah, it is. It's fine. But you really can't argue with the Rock Rollies or with the Dudley Boys. I'm sorry.
No.
Or Goldberg. I mean, I think Bill Goldberg's huge impact on the business as well. And there is a rumor that they want not only Goldberg to be the headliner of this year's Hall of Fame ceremony, but also that they want him to actually participate in a match at WrestleMania. There is a rumor now that he could possibly be a part of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Okay.
So that would be cool.
That would be cool. One
more little run in the ring.
I mean, he's never been.
Last year, him and Lesnar had a really good match, I thought.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, it would be not a bad thing to put him in.
Oh.
So, congratulations to them going into the Hall of Fame. Of course, we're building up to WrestleMania, and this is unverified. This is kind of in the rumor stage, but very strong rumor.
Mm-hmm.
That WrestleMania 35 is coming back here. It's going to be at MetLife Stadium again in the New York, New Jersey area.
Oh.
So I hope this is true.
Yeah, that's not the first time I heard that.
Yeah. But it is very possible. We know WrestleMania 29, of course, was there, and it generated a lot of revenue for the state. And I told you, I mean, the cab drivers were fucking ripping us off. They really were. And you're going to fuck. Yeah, I told you, my hotel room was 2 miles away from the stadium. And they charged me $20 to drive 2 fucking miles.
Here's what you do.
You stay in a hotel in New Jersey, and you take the train over.
Well, my hotel was in New Jersey. I was in Secaucus. And MetLife Stadium is in East Rutherford, which it was literally 2 miles away, according to Google. Like 2.3 miles or something.
They've got to have a pass or something like that. A local station that you can take a train and go there for cheap. And, like, trains are cheap. But people don't get trains a good check. But they've been having a lot of trains lately. But they really are cheap. And they get to there quick with saving money.
That's true. I mean, when we left, they actually did give us a free train, actually. Like, they allowed us, when we left the stadium, to take the free train to the train station in Secaucus, and then we had to take Secaucus back to the hotel. And they were taking, like, five and six of us in one cab at a time and charging us $20 a head. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was so many people. But the cool thing was everybody was making money.
That's true.
The restaurants make money because people are there, they're eating. Hotels are making money because everybody's staying.
Because
there's multiple events, you know.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's a whole thing. And Secaucus is actually pretty nice. I love the train station there. I think the train station is beautiful. But, like, it's pretty nice. Like, as far as the area, it's pretty clean. There's restaurants all over the place. There's hotels all over the place. You can get to places quickly and easily within Secaucus.
Right. And I would probably do a similar thing if it does turn out that WrestleMania is here again next year, WrestleMania 35. I'd probably have a very similar game plan.
That's the best thing to do.
Except I probably would extend it a little bit because I think that time everything was kind of crunched up. I should have given myself a little more time. Because it was like the second I checked in to the hotel, I had to leave immediately to go to MSG for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And then, like, I barely got to unpack my shit, and I had to leave and go to the Hall of Fame. And then come back the next day, sleep, because I had to get up bright and early to go to the access, the fan access thing. And then leave that and go straight for WrestleMania, and then run back to the hotel and then check out. So everything was really boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I would like to spread it out a little more this time where I would actually come in so I can, you know, maybe chill out in the city a little bit and not just, boom, get there and straight, you know, I'm running to one event right after another. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
True. And now they do the takeover the night before. So now it's 4 5 nights in a row, because you got the TakeOver, you got the Hall of Fame, the TakeOver, WrestleMania, Raw, and then SmackDown.
Yep.
And I don't think I would stay for all five fucking shows, I'll tell you that. But I certainly would do the Hall of Fame, NXT, WrestleMania.
Blacker. How dare you.
And then you got the fan access, too.
Mm-hmm. You're going there with wrestling, pro wrestling. Go to an event every day.
Right. And other companies do shows in the area because of WrestleMania.
Yep.
You know, so you get like a lot of the indie promotions, you get like WrestleCon, all sorts of things that take place WrestleMania weekend in whatever town WrestleMania is in as well. So you've got so many wrestling things. You can actually even go to WrestleMania and still have an amazing wrestling weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's literally how awesome WrestleMania weekend has turned into like a big celebration for wrestling fans, almost. And of course,
it's a good thing
in New Orleans this year. And yeah, it is. It is certainly an enjoyable thing. Finally, to be around, you know, all those wrestling fans. Some good stuff. So we'll see. We'll see if that is the fact that it will be back in New Jersey next year. New Jersey, New York, as they say.
We'll see.
Yeah. I hope it is. So. I heard Philly was trying to get it back.
Yes.
But they lost. I mean, they hosted a WrestleMania before, 15, and I went to that one, which was headlined by Austin and The Rock. And that was a pretty good WrestleMania. But that's when they were still doing arenas as well, but now they're just doing stadiums.
Right.
So you got the baseball stadium and the football stadium, and neither one of them have as a roof.
True. So
that's probably why they're not going to do it. They have in Florida, but not in Philadelphia.
True.
Right, that's the concern, is that it might be cold, might not, especially considering they do it late April, early August, or late March, early April.
Yeah, I think it's the 8th this year.
Yeah, this year it's April
8th.
But you never know when you do early April. I mean, I've seen it snow in early April.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and it can be cold as fuck, and you're out there, you know, it's not the... You know, and unlike football players who are full of pads and things, the wrestlers are like
in their underwear,
basically. Would not be good to be wrestling in snowy conditions, or for the fans sitting out there watching it. So cold is, and not that you have a better chance in MetLife Stadium, because it's open as well. You know, we lucked off at WrestleMania 29 where it wasn't really cold. It wasn't hot either, but it wasn't cold. Right. It was kind of comfortable. It was kind of like upper 50s or so. Kind of like what the temperature is tonight, actually.
It was beautiful today.
So, you know, it was certainly tolerable. You know, you might... When it got later, you needed a jacket or a sweater or something, but it wasn't cold. But, you know, drop it another 10 degrees and people are out there freezing.
True.
So that's one of the fears of doing something in the Northeast in that early spring time that WrestleMania falls in. You don't know. It's like a roll of the dice.
It is. It really is.
So now, for this year's WrestleMania, we know the main event is Nakamura, or one of the main events, we should say, Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Brock Lesnar defending the Universal Championship against the winner of the men's Elimination Chamber match, which most people agree is going to be Roman Reigns. But, hey, it could be somebody else.
It would be not.
It's probably not going to be somebody else.
No, I know.
But, you know, hey, could be. So we'll see. As that card starts to formulate and we start to see what's going to happen at WrestleMania 34, still got Fastlane to get through. We still got Elimination Chamber, which is only 2 weeks away to get through. So still a lot of wrestling to come up between now and WrestleMania. So I'm looking forward to it, certainly.
It's an event.
It is. It's one of the best times of the year. I mean, kind of like it's like our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And it's turned into an event that you literally have cities bidding for because they know how much money it injects into your economy. I mean, it injects millions of dollars into your economy. Just boom, just like that. Like all the people it brings, you know, like I said, everybody makes money.
Yes.
It's a good
time. Yes. And you have something like that, you bring in all of these wrestling fans, and they're ready to spend money. You know, when you go to a WrestleMania, you have to be ready to spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything like that, you know, like the Super Bowl. I mean, hell, the Super Bowl, really great. Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah. But it is a celebration of sorts.
No, it is. It's just, it's
different.
You know, it's so pretty.
It is pricey. I did hear that. Kind of broke up again.
Sorry.
But, yeah, it is. So we're looking forward to whatever happens in terms of where WrestleMania 35 will be located, as well as what's going to happen with WrestleMania 34. Now, the box office this week, we actually had the biggest box office debut of 2018 so far. Any guesses? I mean, considering that it's Valentine's Day week.
50 Cent.
Yes. And it made a whopping $38.8 million. 50 Shades Freed. What is this, like the third?
Yes, it's the third one. It's a trilogy.
Oh, so this is the last one.
Should be, yes, unless they're milking it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Maybe they should do split the last one into two movies like they did with Harry Potter.
Yeah. Have I told you the story behind 50 Cent?
No.
All right. Is originally the author read it as a fan fiction, and it was believed that he was Bella and Edward in the position of what's his name, Christian. So it's a
we're missing this part of the story.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
Now I hear you.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. It's a fan fiction from Twilight.
A fan fiction from Twilight, you said?
Yes. The author wrote it as Twilight.
Oh, well, okay. I didn't know that.
just change the names.
I didn't like that first movie. And I haven't seen the second one. And I would go see the third. Would not. Certainly not in the theater. I saw the first one on TV. So it was just kind of, you know, it was on. I said, oh, let me see what this is about. It wasn't really good, though.
No.
I've seen much better.
I've seen much better, too.
Yeah. So I was kind of, like, disappointed. Like, this is it? This is what all the talk's about?
Yeah. Reading the books was like.
But, so Fifty Shades Freed, the $38.8 million. Peter Rabbit made $25 million. And then 1517 to Paris debuted with $12.6 million. Now, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, dropped to number 4. But it's done $365 million.
Damn.
In 8 weeks of release. So it's done very good. And, of course, it stars one Dwayne Johnson, and certainly one of his highest grossing movies. Actually, it is his highest grossing movie now. It actually grossed more than Furious 7, which was his previous highest grossing movie. So now Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, is Dwayne Johnson's highest grossing movie. So
good for him.
Wonder if he's going to appear at WrestleMania. It's a thought. They're talking about possibly him and Ronda Rousey against Triple H and Stephanie.
Yes.
Could happen. I mean, they teased it a couple of years ago.
Yes, that's true. I heard in the rumor mill that's the whole reason Ronda Rousey was brought on. They wanted to, Steve Austin, Vince McMahon, and I had to hear it. And, but Ronda Rousey, Stephanie.
I could see that. And that could work.
It could.
You know, but I mean, I would give that position to somebody else. I mean, obviously, I think that's the best position to start, especially if they do a mixed tag match. That's probably the best, because then Ronda doesn't have to wrestle the whole match, and they can kind of hide some of her shortcomings as far as being a wrestler. But once she gets more experience under her belt, you know, maybe having her work a good program with, like, Charlotte Flair or maybe Miss Mouthy, Sasha Banks, or, you know, one of the more skilled wrestlers, Asuka. You know, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it.
Maybe Liv Morgan will give her a title match one day, once Liv Morgan becomes a champion. That would be awesome. But we shall see.
It'll be interesting.
Yes. So we definitely want to thank everyone for listening. Remember, log on to TonyLaneShow.com, blogtalkradio.com/TonyLaneShow. Subscribe to the show in iTunes and on Google Play. So that's it for us this week. For Maris, I'm Tony Lane. We'll see you next week.
Think Out Loud, the Tony Lane Show.
What kind of world are we living in that this is considered entertainment?
TonyLaneShow.com.